Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into the show earlier as we had Miss Florida Teen USA, Lou Shufflin, and Miss Florida USA, Genesis Diwali, on the show earlier. I would like to thank both ladies again. They were absolutely amazing. Thank you again to all of our fabulous sponsors, especially Enlightened Expression. They not only whiten our CoverGirl's teeth, but their foam toothpaste is amazing. So thank you so much for all your wonderful support on the Crown Talk with Burgundy brand. I am very excited that our special guest of the evening is your newly crowned Miss District of Columbia, United States 2018, Courtney Liza Williams. Hello, Courtney.
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited.
I know, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Definitely a blessing. I'm so excited to talk with you guys and answer some questions and get to know a little more about me and my amazing journey.
Well, first of all, congratulations on capturing the title of Miss District of Columbia, United States.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how amazing it felt to finally get this accomplishment, and I'm super blessed and honored to be able to go to Miss United States this summer.
Well, in 30 seconds, could you tell our audience who Miss District of Columbia, United States is as an individual?
Ooh, 30 seconds. Okay. So I am 28-year-old Courtney Williams. I was born and raised in beautiful Charm City, Baltimore. I am a tough love, no-nonsense middle school math teacher, and I'm working on my master's in educational administration. I wouldn't say I'm your typical pageant girl. I didn't get into pageantry until I was out of college, and it was something I kind of, you know, just tried as, you know, one of the things I wanted to do, you know, I always wanted to do. And once I caught that bug, I fell in love with everything that is pageantry, the friendships you make, the challenging myself and really growing to know myself. In addition, I am blessed to have worked in pageantry, and so I know a little bit about the backside and what it means to be a title holder and brand yourself and really merely means to love your organization. And on top of that, I'm definitely not the typical pageant girl. I am an openly gay woman, and I'm blessed to, you know, found a love in my life and be engaged. And I think it's important that we're, you know, exposing young girls that you can be smart, you can be beautiful, and you can love who you want and be who you are unapologetically. And I think that's such a responsibility I take on as a title holder, and I'm blessed to have that opportunity.
Well, it's wonderful that you're able to be yourself in the pageant industry and that you are able to express who you are as an individual and not think about what other people say.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I want to see more girls be able to do. And I was, you know, surprised when I first, you know, came out. I had girls that, you know, oh, my God, I can't believe you came out. I'm so proud of you. I'm so, you know, that gives me confidence to do things. But I think it's one of those things you just have to see more of it. And the more girls that are really coming out and being themselves, I think it will really change the industry.
And going back to what you said that you have been on the administrative side of pageant industry. So what made you want to become an actual contestant vying for a title?
So I first started out pageantry. I actually competed for my college Miss title and got first runner-up, and I grew to love my advisor at the time and kind of knew how she was running it. And I spent the next year really under her, prepping for the next girl and learning how that goes. And so once I started competing, I, you know, could see my director, who happened to be Laura Clark, and she was absolutely amazing, and I could see her moving things and doing things for her title holders. And I wanted to have that effect. I wanted to be in the industry long after I was, you know, quote, quote, too old to compete. And so I began working last year as a national contestant coordinator, and I absolutely loved it. So, you know, I can see myself, you know, years down the line really, you know, working in pageantry and really giving other girls the opportunity to go after their dreams.
Okay, well, awesome. That's amazing. So who has impacted your life?
I have a few people that I really would go. I could mention a bunch of people, but my dad has been really my foundation. Is really it's important to me that I'm carrying his legacy. Unfortunately, he passed a little over a year ago to heart disease, and so I've kind of really devoted my year, and I've been through this journey for pageantry and, you know, work to find yourself, and this year just feels different. It feels like, you know, I have a purpose, and I have, you know, things that I want to accomplish on his behalf, and with this platform, I want to be able to educate, you know, on heart disease and the silence of it and what it is, you know, possible to do. We talk about it, heart disease as a men's issue or women's issue, but it's really a family issue. It can break up a family overnight, and it's really something that is really near and dear to my heart. So I'm really living for him at this point and hoping I'm making him proud.
Okay, awesome. And kind of going off of what you said, we have a question from Decatur, Georgia, and they said, in your bio, you said you lost your father from heart disease. Could you explain to me what exactly is your foundation, how you have, or how have you structured it in order for it to help others from having to take part in a devastating tragedy? And I am very sorry for the passing of your father.
Well, I appreciate the condolences. For me, it's important that my foundation really speaks to preventing heart disease, and that's twofold. Unfortunately, my dad was a very proud man and, you know, a man's man, and thought that he could handle everything. And I believe that because he did not go to the doctor like he should and really kept up with that and, you know, kind of felt like he could do his own thing and he could manage and he was okay. You know, silent disease, I mean, and heart disease really came silently to him and really took him from me. So it's important that that's important for me. So my foundation is forthcoming, and I'm really working to make sure that we're encouraging not overall just physical health and nutrition, but we're encouraging our, you know, loved ones to go to the doctors. You know, my dad won't be here to walk me down the aisle. He won't see my children growing up. And it's important that if it takes one guilt trip to make sure that another family gets their loved one for another day, another month, another hour, then it's all worth it. And that's what I'm working on now.
And audience, if you want to learn a little bit more about heart disease, you can go to heart failure. You can go to Google, or you can type in the search engine www.heart.org or CDC Heart Disease Home, DHDSD, and it is www.cdc.gov/heart disease. It's very significant that you know the different signs and knowledge yourself and your family plus your friends about the different ways that you can gain heart disease. And sometimes you don't even know that you have it, and it just creeps up on you, and next thing you know,
absolutely,
your family has passed away, or maybe you have it and you don't really have that much time left. So you really want to educate yourself and your family and friends when it comes to diseases or just anything in general that you may not know about that could happen in an instant.
It's all about, you know, like going to doctors and really taking those steps to be prevention. It's, you know, it's not just heart disease that's killing, but there's so many other things out there that we're just not, you know, monitoring well. We put off going to the doctors, or we'll do it the next time, or, you know, I don't want to get blood work this time because it's too much. But you really have to dedicate yourself to really taking those steps to make sure you're here for your family.
Amen. Well, our next question comes from Washington, D.C., and they've asked, what is the most significant change you've seen in the world in the last 10 years?
Wow, I think one of the most significant changes is definitely social media. I think that growing up, I didn't get Facebook until I was on my way to college. And to see now how many people is connecting worldwide, you know, how many different organizations are gaining followers and causes are, you know, getting national attention for something local, I think that it's so important that the next generation really carries that, but we do it responsibly. We're making sure that we're teaching our children what it means to be a social, what it means to be on social media responsibly. And I think that that's something that's really, you know, carried, you know, politics at this point. I mean, that's what's in our news now is how social media affects politics. You know, Barack Obama was really, you know, adamant about how much social media carried his campaign. And I think that more and more young people are learning, you know, that our voice can be so powerful, you know, that a couple types in a word, 140 characters could really make a difference. And I think that's where we're headed. I'm really excited to see what happens in the next few years with social media.
And to add on what you were saying, with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, all those different, Pinterest, all those different social medias, everyone's starting to really see a different outlook on how you can mingle and really have a relevant business mind about everything. People now can go on social media and find a job or find clothing. You can pretty much do anything on social media. And sometimes some people don't really have a positive outlook because, yeah, there is a bad side of having social media, but there's always a positive side to everything. You have to kind of look at the positive side. So I think social media has really changed and developed within the last few years.
Definitely.
Next question. As you train to get ready for Miss United States this July, what has been your thought process on preparing for this adventure?
I'm so excited about Miss United States. It really has been one of my life dreams to go and compete. And so for me, my first stop is always, it's a mental game for me. I have to make sure that I'm mentally prepared. And you go in knowing who you are and what you stand for and, you know, what you really want to work on and what you really want to project as a title holder. I think that for me, it's about planning out things. I work a full-time job. I teach full-time. I have a part-time job. I go to school, and I'm still making appearances and doing things. So it's important that you're, you know, laying everything out and planning yourself out. You know, I tell myself all the time, I'm not going to overpack. I'm not going to overpack. But this time, I'm going to overpack. I'm going to make sure that I have everything I need so that, you know, if you're down there, you're prepared, you're not stressed out, you're ready, you're going at it, and you're giving your full self, and you can be happy with your performance at the end.
Yes, you want to always have a plan of action for each event, but at the same time, you want to have fun while you're preparing
Absolutely.
For this whole entire year of service, but also as you're getting ready to go to national. Well, ladies and gentlemen, remember we are still live with Miss District of Columbia, United States 2018, Courtney Williams. You may call into the show at 646-668-8147, or if you'd rather email into the show at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com, you may. And that is BYRGUNDY. We did have to shut down our emails because the ladies had so many questions come from a lot of our fans that we had to shut it down earlier this morning. Our next question comes from Denver, Colorado, and they've asked, how do you plan to enhance the Miss United States title if you were to go to nationals and capture the title of Miss United States?
I think first and foremost, it's important that, you know, you understand the brand that you're going after. I believe that the Miss United States organization truly celebrates women who are challenging the status quo and doing things differently. Our current Miss United States, Rachel Todd, is doing an absolutely amazing job. She's really being herself. You don't see her in makeup all the time. You see her just doing, you know, what she loves, and that's health and nutrition. I think it's important that the next woman that has that title, she really comes with an idea of who she is. And for me, that is really talking about preventing heart disease and really, you know, dedicating my year to making sure that whatever legacy I leave speaks to who I am as a person. And that's very important to me that I, you know, if I'm able to, I want to be able to visit as many, you know, elementary schools, middle schools, and really talk about what it means to be yourself and knowing yourself. And also, you know, coordinate as many walks and really, you know, dedicate myself to my other amazing sisters who are doing great things in their states. And it's really, you know, important that if I'm blessed with the opportunity to be Miss United States, that I'm also highlighting all the amazing things my sisters are doing and really giving them the opportunity to share my year and really be a woman who believes that, you know, any girl could have this title. I'm just lucky, and I would be lucky enough to have it for the year.
And it is very critical with, even if you win the Miss United States title or with any of the title holders that's listening that is going to go try to capture one of these quintessential titles that they're going towards this summer at nationals or internationals, that you're combining your platform with whatever the system's platform is. You don't want to just drop what your platform is and then only focus on theirs. You want to be able to enhance your platform and theirs at the
Absolutely.
Same time. And you never know, that might also become part of your destiny and your dynasty. In addition, you want to be able to empower women in today's society or the youth or whatever your age division is. You want to be able to empower them and always volunteer. So I think you would make a wonderful next Miss United States. And, yes, Rachel, she has done a phenomenal job this year.
Thank you. Yes, I'm super excited. I love what she's doing. She's really out there just, you know, being herself. And I think that's important that our young girls can see someone that's just being themselves and, you know, it's not maybe not the typical pageant girl, but you can be yourself and win this title and do amazing things with it. And that's what I love about this organization.
Yes, the Miss United States organization has always done wonderful and been well to me, just with me being one of the judges on the state, the preliminary, and the national level. I absolutely love this system, and the queens that they have right now are amazing. The ladies that are coming in, capturing titles right now, they are all phenomenal, and it is going to be a wonderful pageant this year in July.
Definitely. I'm super excited.
So a lot of our questions that came in from our emails were very funny questions for our three title holders that we had on tonight. Now, for you, they asked, what's your favorite elementary school game?
You know, I don't know exactly what it's called, but it was those scooters that we had in gym class that you were allowed to ride around. And you had to, they were all different colors, and you rode them across the gym floor to get to almost like capture the flag. But I have no idea what they are called. But they were amazing. Like that was the best day in gym class to be able to be scooting around, trying to beat your friends. I absolutely loved it. And my kids play. They love Heads Up. I played Heads Up when I was growing up. Y'all love Heads Up in middle school? They're like, yeah, let's play. So anytime we get a couple minutes of downtown, they're always doing something fun. And I absolutely love my job teaching, so I'm blessed to be able to see my kids still be kids and be able to have fun in school.
Your next question is, can you sing? And if so, can you sing a bar for us?
I am absolutely tone deaf, like completely tone deaf, like not kind of tone deaf, but completely tone deaf. And all my friends will tell you that I am the absolute worst and I should not embarrass myself, so I will keep my mouth shut.
Well, okay, so instead of singing, I'm going to add this in here, but do you have a special talent?
So I'm one of those girls that loved to dance but kind of grew out of it. I went into sports when I was growing up, but I recently just tried to get back into it, and I was blessed to have the opportunity to work with the Washington Redskins in their cheerleader training program, and I spent 12 weeks of kicking my behind, and I really, really, really loved it. I was going to audition, but I really wanted to focus on the title once I won it, so I'm preparing myself for next year and, you know, definitely going to give it a try, but it was such an amazing experience to get back out on the floor and really challenge myself, and I had a ball.
Well, that's also a wonderful opportunity as well.
Oh, it was amazing. Like, those girls are absolutely dolls, and they're all so, you know, sweet, and they want to help you. They want to see you succeed, and I was absolutely blessed to have that opportunity.
The next one is, what is your favorite beauty tip?
Oh, my favorite beauty tip. For me, it's really about skincare. I'm a huge person on, you know, making sure that my face is well taken care of. I have extremely oily skin. Like, oh my gosh, I shine from across the room. So it's important to me that I'm constantly making sure that I'm washing my face and trying to find primers and things that I know are going to work for me. And it's important. I think that some girls think that, you know, I'm going to buy the best primer. I use drugstore primers, and they work amazing on my face. You really have to try out and find out what works best for you. Don't just go with the labels, and that's one of the most important tips I could give, is figure out what works for you, because that skin, once you have your, you know, just regular good skin, it really changes your life, and I was super blessed to find the products that I have, and for cheap.
Now, do you do your own makeup when you go to pageants?
Sometimes I do my own makeup. I just recently learned and perfected a good wingtips eye. So I'm getting there, but I always, you know, usually trust my professionals to go at it. And it's just one less thing that you have to worry about, because we stress over so much on pageant weekend, to not have to worry about whether my, you know, I have concealer, if I'm going to shine on stage, or if you're going to be able to see my concealer, all those things you don't want to worry about. So I'm blessed to have an amazing team behind me that has really allowed me to flourish and be my best self on stage.
Okay, and can you play sports?
So, yes, I was a huge track girl in high school. I ran all three seasons. So for me, it was, you know, it was definitely life. Like, there was nothing else. You did school, you did track, you went home. So absolutely, I loved it. I used to play basketball after my dad when I was in middle school. My dad actually coached basketball, and my mom coached cheerleading. I was dueling both, and I enjoyed it as a kid. But my love is definitely on the track.
And last but not least, who is your celebrity crush?
I have to say right now, because I am, like, obsessed right now, it is Candace Dillard. She happens to be a really good friend of mine and my pageant coach and Miss United States 2013 and the newest housewife on the Real Housewives of Potomac. So I'm super excited. I absolutely love seeing her, and she is an amazing person on and off. And she's really, really shaped my pageant career. So I'm super excited to see her get her shine, and I'm really excited to see her on the screen.
Well, thank you so much for answering all those fun questions from our email.
I know. I'm so excited to hear. I'm glad that everybody could come in and give questions. I really enjoyed it.
Well, our next question comes from Baltimore, Maryland, and they've asked, what do you look forward to at Miss United States?
What do I look forward to? For me, it's just the milestone of accomplishing a dream. It's been one of my dreams to really step on that stage and represent the district, and I'm so blessed to be there. And, you know, most of all, you get so many amazing friends. I know pageant girls say that all the time. It's about the friendship, it's about the sisterhood, but it really is. My best friend, I met at a pageant a year ago, and I have no idea what I would do with life without her. Hey, V, because I know she's listening. You can't take those friendships for granted. Those things are absolutely amazing, and we talk about it all the time, and it sounds so cliche, but I would not be where I am without those relationships, and I'm super blessed to have them through pageantry.
I can recognize what you're saying, because as a title holder as well, a lot of my friends I'm reigning with, but we've also have competed against each other. So it really is, at the end of the day, I've gained so many friends from the pageant industry. I'm actually, one of my little sister queens is getting married, and I'm her bridesmaid. So it really is, yeah, it's all about the friendship, and it goes very far, very far. But, I mean, yeah, you always want to win the crown, and you want to learn new experiences, but you gain friends and lifelong friends at the end of the day as well.
Definitely.
And may I say, you are an ambitious individual, and you will definitely go far, Courtney.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited for this year. It's definitely been a year of amazing things, and I'm hoping to continue this run and bring home the national crown. But for most of all, I want to make sure that I'm doing right by my dad and really making sure that he's proud of me, and I'm completely blessed to be right where I am right now.
And don't forget to cherish each moment from the time that you leave your state. So you get to Orlando, Florida.
I know. I'm so excited.
Our last question, how can our audience get involved with the Miss District of Columbia United States organization?
I love my sister queens. There are so many of us, and my director happens to be Miss Terry Walker, and she's absolutely amazing. She holds the states for Maryland, D.C., and Delaware, and so I have 23 sisters, and we're always constantly doing stuff. You can follow us on social media. We're always constantly out in the community, one of us or two of us or all of us, and so we're really, you know, making an effort to get out in the DMV and really, you know, show who we are and make sure that people understand that this organization is not just about beauty and grace, but it's about service, and we want to make sure that our title and our title is recognized as a one of service, and we're really making an effort to make sure we're out and about within our community.
Well, you definitely have a big family and a big support system when you go to Nationals.
Yes, I'm glad all 23 of us going down there with hot fire.
Well, Courtney, we have come to the end of our show. Sadly, I've had so much fun with you
I did. I really enjoyed it. This was like a regular conversation. It was not like a good interview. I'm super excited
to be able to talk with you.
Yeah, just to be able to talk and really bond over stuff. This was great.
And thank you again so much for making an appearance on the show. I really enjoyed getting to know who you are as representing District of Columbia for the Miss United States organization. And Crown Talk is always supporting you and is going to be cheering you on 100% all the way to you getting that national crown.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too. I'm going to get the sweet sleep last time.
Bye.
Fresh for the morning.
Again, thank you so much, Courtney, for coming on the show. I really enjoyed you. To learn more about Miss District of Columbia, United States 2018, you can visit her Instagram at IVORIIBEAUPII. If you want to visit Miss Florida USA Instagram, you can visit it at Miss FLUSA, Florida Teen USA Instagram at Miss FLTEEN. USA. All these ladies will grace the national stage soon, so pay close attention to all their social medias as they make appearances and change the world for the better. I leave you, audience, with this quote: you're never too young to be a role model.